Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai hopes to become only the third man ever to win three consecutive New York City marathons on Sunday. The last athlete to do it was Alberto Salazar of the USA, who won the race in 1980, 1981, and 1982. And another American, Bill Rogers, won four straight New York City marathons between 1976 and 1979. Jeffrey Mutai is expected to be challenged in New York by fellow Kenyan Wilson Kipsang. Just a few weeks ago, Kipsang could call himself the world's fastest marathoner. But that changed when two more Kenyans, Dennis Kimeto and Emmanuel Mutai, both ran under Kipsang's previous world record of 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 23 seconds at the Berlin Marathon. Kimeto is now the world record holder with a time of 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. The New York City Marathon course is not regarded as a world record course, so I don't think we're going to see a new mark on Sunday. Another top contender on Sunday is Ethiopia's Lelisa Desisa, who has a personal best of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds. Race director Mary Wittenberg says the huge field of runners and the many fans who line the course all help provide a big economic boost to New York City.
50,000 runners, expecting over 1 million spectators as always. The economic impact and benefit to the city, about $340 million. Charity runners will raise between $25 and $30 million. Charity runners for our youth programs will help us put youth programs in running programs in schools throughout the city and beyond. Pro runners, we're going to have the best in the world from Wilson Kipsang and two-time winner Jeffrey Mutai and Meb Keflezighi, the American who won in 2009 and won Boston this year, to the women Buznes Deba, who lives in the Bronx, and Kara Goucher from the U.S., and the list goes on and on.
New York City Marathon race director Mary Wittenberg, who has put together an outstanding field for Sunday's big competition. American rapper, record producer, and businessman Jay-Z is a big sports fan, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's cheering on the runners Sunday in New York. You can tell from Jay-Z's attitude that he's most definitely from New York. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner WA. VOA. And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. It was great to meet you in Lagos during my recent trip to Nigeria. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that in addition to Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Kaduna and Onitsha. Just ahead, VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and it's a great day to talk English Premier Soccer. So Sonny and I gave a question of the week on Facebook. It's Manchester Derby time. Take your pick, Man City versus Man U. And give us some of your predictions with the score. A lot of people gave us stats of previous Manchester Derby matches. Some people just said who was going to win with the score. So we came back with over 40 responses, and 22 people said Man City will win over Manchester United, and 15 people said only Manchester United will win over Man City, and 12 people said the match will come out as a draw. A lot of people put in the comments that they were happy to see you, Sonny, and they were glad to meet you when you were down in Africa. So I'm giving everyone another Sunnyside Sports salute to everyone that left a comment for the question of the week. Injury news. Wayne Rooney from Manchester United has injured his foot, and there's a possible chance he might come back for the Man City match. Falcao from Manchester United also injured his calf slash shin, and he is also a possible chance for him coming back for the Man City match. Papou Cissé from Newcastle injured his knee, and there's no return date for his weekend. Theo Walcott from Arsenal is returning this week from his devastating knee injury. Daniel Sturridge from Liverpool injured his calf slash shin and no return date. Diego Costa should be ready to go this weekend with a hamstring injury. And we'll try to keep you up to date on recent soccer injuries and soccer stories on Facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Facts of the day, Cesar Fabregas has been involved in 9 scoring chances for Chelsea with 1 goal and 8 assists. Sammy Omobi from Newcastle broke the record with the fastest goal scoring in a match. He scored a goal in 8 seconds in the beginning of the second half. In 1994, Manchester United won 5-0 to Man City, and Man City came back in 2011 and won 6-1 against Manchester United. And those are the soccer facts of the day. Let's hear some of your soccer facts on Twitter.com and use the hashtag FactsOnly. So in the studio, we have Tef again, who's going to give us some of his insight on who's going to win the Manchester Derby match.
Coming off a very good result last week, I really do think that Manchester might have the edge on this one. And I'm not saying that as a biased fan, but City is now on a 3-game winless streak. They tied in Europe, and then they lost to West Ham, and they just lost to Newcastle. They lined up a second team, but it was still a very sturdy team that had Yaya Toure in it. So with the return of Rooney and possibly Falcao, I think Manchester has the edge. At least they'll know they'll be scoring.
So on our Facebook page, we did a question of the week, and we had 49 people that responded. 22 people said Man City is going to win. Over 15 people that said Man U is going to win. Why are people moving towards Man City?
It's obvious because Man City has dominated the past 2-3 years. It's been 18 months since United did anything special, and they're still looking for their form. I don't think it's going to be an easy game at all. I'm just basing that result off the past 2 weeks. And the past 2 weeks, you've seen United somewhat strengthen. It was a tie against Chelsea, but the old days where, you know, United used to win in the last minutes seems to be back because they tied against West Brom again. Now they need to win an extra time instead of tying, but that motivation is coming back. Versus City, who is almost out of place right now. They're losing to West Ham was one thing, but losing to Newcastle probably not going to help.
So if Falcao doesn't play this weekend, do you think Van Persie will replace him and play the exact same way he did against Chelsea?
Yes, but at the same time, I don't see Van Persie playing up top alone like he did against Chelsea. It's probably going to be Rooney and him playing up front. Mata might start again, although Mata, for me, blew his chance to start over Rooney. When Rooney was out for 3 games, Mata didn't do anything special in that position. So you could see, you know, even a young James Wilson start. I really doubt it. Probably going to be a game like that. But James Wilson might come in late with Rooney and Van Persie playing up front and Mata playing behind them.
So very quickly, give me your prediction.
I'm going to have to go with a United win 2-1. And I hope one of the goals comes last minute.
Tough in the studio. Thanks, man. Thanks for having you.
Cheers. Thank you.
sports fans. This is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Please join me Monday through Friday at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC. And on Fridays, you can also hear my 30-minute show at 17:30 UTC. On the internet, like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and read my blog. Check voaafrica.com for the addresses and enjoy the show.
The Voice of America.
In African boxing, it's been a very good year for Uganda's Sherif the Lion Bogere, who looks like he could get another world title shot in 2015 after posting his third victory of 2014. All three of Bogere's wins in 2014 have come against Mexican opponents. On Thursday night, the Ugandan Lion was very impressive, knocking out Fernando Garcia in the fifth round with a right hook in the eastern U.S. city of Plymouth, Massachusetts, not far from Boston. Bogere dominated the bout with his speed and power and dropped Garcia in the second round. With the victory, Bogere improved his pro record to 26 wins and one loss with 18 knockouts. Now, the Ugandan Lion usually fights in the lightweight division, but he and Garcia both weighed in 1 pound over the 135-pound limit, so it was listed as a junior welterweight fight. Last year, Bogere lost a unanimous decision to Cuba's Richard Abril for the vacant World Boxing Association lightweight title in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Sherif is now based. The Lion of Uganda.